Matt Lopes here in the clubhouse, joined with the head coach of the Brockton Rocks, Judd Thigpen, on this rainy Monday afternoon that turned into an off day. The team scheduled to head to Wachusett tonight, but the game postponed and rescheduled for July. So, Judd, we're talking a little bit about yesterday's game as we take also a look ahead at the week at hand. But first, yesterday against Pittsfield, that was one of the wildest games that I've seen in quite some time, and I know you kind of share my sentiments on that one.
Yeah, back home I coach a 9-year-old baseball team, and it was kind of funny. You get up big in nine-year-old baseball, you really don't want to hold runners up. You got to keep scoring because you never know what's going to happen. We got to a point last night where, you know, kind of the unwritten rules of baseball kind of came in, and we kind of held our runners from stealing and, you know, maybe – sent him second home, but to Pittsfield's credit, they kept swinging it and fought their way back and tied it up, and it turned out to be a long baseball game, something that you never see coming as a manager, but I'm proud of it. We stuck it out, and we did, you know, get the game-winning hit by Joey Gallup at the end to win, but overall, it was a messy game, but we got the win, and that's what it's all about.
Now, in that game, the offense, it became really evident that they began to click in the middle of that order, too. 3-4-5, especially with Sean Ryan at the two spot, has been tremendous. Greg Baggett, Brett Wiseman, all those guys have just been outstanding. But what have you seen from this offense and these hitters that has really turned around over the last week or so?
Well, we talked about a lot, just paying attention to every bat. It was something I learned from my coach in college. You know, if you're in the nine hole, you should have already had eight at bats. Just paying attention to each pitch, what the pitcher's trying to do to each hitter. You know, of course, different hitters are going to get approached differently, but at the same time, you know, the pitcher, he's not just going to throw some magical pitch out of nowhere. He's going to have fastball slider, you know, fastball, some kind of breaking pitch, changeup, splitty, something like that to kind of add on, so you can focus on each pitch, and hopefully it'll better you for your at bat. But I think we've just done a lot better job, hitters, as far as focusing and paying attention to the game, staying in the game even when you're not up, and also not letting a bad at bat or a poor at bat or a poor result extend to your next at bat. I thought we've done a really good job with that.
Regardless, it seems like something's in the air at Campanelli Stadium when you guys are playing at home on Sunday afternoons. It's been really two straight games. Last Sunday, going back to 12-4, went over Torrington, where Rob McCunney just went off, and now this one where, I mean, everybody got involved, but in particular, Sean Ryan was really who stood out. 4-for-6, 2 triples, not one, but 2 triples. Also had 4 runs scored, a couple RBIs. I mean, talk about his play at the plate.
It was pretty impressive, to say the least. And I'll add on, like you said, not only 2 triples, but I don't think I've seen 2 stand-up triples, you know, by one player in a game. And all the games that I've played, it was pretty, just his speed is amazing. With him and Wiseman running, I mean, to be honest, I'd like to line them up and see a foot race. It'd be a good race. But, you know, he's been so silently productive for us throughout this year. And, you know, and he came in. We did some early work along with a few other guys a few days ago. And, just, you know, his work ethic and attitude is a blessing to have. And it couldn't happen to a better guy with the day he had. And he really sparked us and got that big 20-hit game going for us.
It's also safe to say that in the outfield, the right center field gap in Campanelli Stadium, nothing is going to drop in between him and Rhett Wiseman. But with that range, the two of them, there's nothing that's going to fall there.
Yeah, the biggest thing I'm scared of is them getting a full head of steam and running into each other, because that would be a horrible collision with the way they can run. But they do a very good job of communicating out there. Either one could play center field. You know, I believe, you know, Wiseman's, that's probably what he's played all of his life, and he likes it out there. You know, Wiseman, you know, needs a day or something like that. Ryan can fill that gap very, very easily as far as defense it goes. But it, you know, it's a blessing, you know, to a manager to have speed like that. And you don't want to count out our other outfielders. You know, as far as guys like Nick Colucci, although he's got a lot of his playing time at second base, he's also a very fast runner. As you can see in the bottom of the ninth, put him into pinch run. He, you know, it's been clocked at a 6.660. So, you know, we get those three out in the outfield, then we're gonna be just fine. So, you know, we're really looking forward to, you know, having those three guys out there at the same time. But, you know, with Cavanaro and Gallup, and I mean, we, you know, it's a tough problem for a manager to have finding everybody at bats. But all the guys. lucky to have him.
We'll talk a little bit about the infield, too. A lot of the positions have been set in stone. Rob McConaughey's doing a great job. It's Tanner Beasley at second, Jordan Berry, the first baseman. But one new addition to the lineup has been Fito Perna, brought here from your native Mississippi as a pitcher. But he's really exploded in the lineup. Produced last night, went 3-for-5, a couple RBIs. But he's played a nice third base, too.
Yeah, well, always knew Vito could hit. And I've seen him hit, seen him pitch. And, you know, the thing was is, in college he was a dual player. So he came here as a dual player. And it was just kind of letting him come in, getting a few bats here and there. And, you know, his batting average, I know it went up with 3-for-5 performance, but his outs have been hard outs. And, you know, he plays the game hard. He plays the game the right way like everybody else does on this team. But, you know, he hit 370 or something two straight years in college. So I always knew he could hit. It's just about, it's just a matter of time with him breaking it open and, you know, getting things going on the hitting side of things.
Let's take a look at the week ahead. Tonight's game against Wachusett getting postponed, but you'll get another chance to head to Wachusett on Wednesday. Vito Perna going to take the mound on that one, and then going forward at home against Seacoast on Thursday, on the road against Martha's Vineyard on Friday, and then back home against the Dirt Dogs on Saturday. What can we expect to see for the starting rotation going forward?
Well, we pushed things back, and we had to make some adjustments with Tishman leaving, and so we're going to go with Perna Wednesday, which, we just kind of pushed everybody back. But one thing we did switch up was we put Calica behind Perna, and we're going to go with Brown Friday, and then Rosenberger Saturday, and then moving forward with Fasano following like that. So those are our guys right now. Those are our five starters right now, and we either, the days off that you have each week, we could really, keep a five-man rotation, but we just got to be careful with pitch counts and things like that with the amount of arms we have. So that's what it looks like going this week with our starting staff. So hopefully they can, give some college starts and our bats will keep going and we'll have a good week.
All right, Judd, appreciate your time as always, and we'll catch up with you later in the week. And good luck on Wednesday. Next contest Wednesday night at Wachusett, 6:35 at Doyle Field, Leominster. So again, Judd, Dick Penn, appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, man.